We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday. It's January 18th. It is 2024. We have a five-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast, joined by Christy Metzger. You all know her in the DFS streets as Creighton12. Christy, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Stevie. I know we were talking a little bit about the cold weather that's kind of running through our neck of the woods, kind of cold for Florida for you and cold up in South Dakota here. So, yeah, crazy time of the year, but good little slate for us, though. Little five-game slate for NBA.
Yeah, nice little slate. Man, I can't believe how bad Valanciunas was. I'm still, like, trying to shake off the Valanciunas, you know, and, like, he only got, I think, like 25 minutes, but it still was an awful game for him. So I was trying to shake that one off. Seems like some players in good spots tonight, just kind of letting us down. But, I mean, that's NBA. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Wednesday night here on YouTube. Thanks for hanging out with us live and everyone listening right now on the podcast form. Go to the YouTube page, hit subscribe. We're getting close to 1,000 subscribers. Five-game slate. We get started here with Chicago at Toronto, 225 total. Chicago is a two-point favorite. Toronto back-to-back. Big news for Toronto on Wednesday with the trade. Craig is out, and AU and Williams are questionable for Chicago. We'll talk about the Toronto side in just a second, but let's start here with Chicago. What, if anything, do you like here for the Bulls?
Yeah, so for the Bulls, I mean, you've got a lot of the guys that are kind of priced pretty similarly. I mean, you've got Vucevic, DeRozan, Levine. For the Bulls, they're all priced within a couple hundred dollars of each other. So certainly have interest in all of them. Kobe White's price has really come down. When Levine was out and some of the others were out, he was really getting his price was really up there. So I do have interest in him. I mean, he's still playing big minutes. He's down to 6,900 on DraftKings. So he's someone that I like getting exposure to now that his price is down. And then Levine too, 7,100, 7,300 for DeRozan, Vucevic. I think really any of those guys are in play for me for Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the Levine price is the thing that jumps out the most here for me. And like just kind of seeing his minutes, I still think that he has one of the higher ceilings. I don't hate Vooch in this spot. You know, his minutes are very secure. Yeah. And then, like, Kobe White's price has come down, too. So, like, the usage is kind of spread out with everyone healthy, but the pricing now has kind of caught up, and I feel like we have a little bit of upside to play here with the Chicago Bulls. So, don't mind taking some shots on Vooch, Levine, White. If everyone that's questionable ends up sitting, I don't know if it's really a bump to anybody outside of maybe the starters just playing even more minutes here. So I don't think I'd play like Carter. I don't think I'd take that risk, but I mean, if anything, I'd take some shots on like Caruso, but I don't know how many extra minutes he would really get. Toronto's side is the interesting side. Siakam traded on Wednesday. I forget who it was in YouTube chat last night when we were doing the show, and they were talking about how the Indy trade seemed like it was getting louder and louder. So shout out to whoever that was. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But it happened. Siakam gone. It doesn't sound like the trade pieces will be ready for this game because they have to go through physicals and all that stuff. So I'm assuming we'll see kind of the same thing we saw from the Raptors against the Heat. They blew out the Heat. We saw huge games from Gary Trent Jr. We saw a big game from RJ Barrett. You know, we saw quickly have a, he almost had a triple double in that game. What are we going to here with the Raptors? In a short period, I talked about this on Expert Survey, quickly and Barrett have gotten huge increases when Siakam has been off the floor in their short stint with Toronto.
You're exactly right. I was looking at that just before we went on the show here, and Quickley's been a guy that I've absolutely loved, even when he was at the Knicks, and now that he's in the starting rotation, getting minutes, the usage is there. I played him tonight. I played he and RJ Barrett tonight, and I also played Gary Trent. He was such a good value, and yeah, they all just smashed, so they're all three plays that I have a ton of interest in. We saw Porter get the start tonight, too. I suppose you could use him as a value, but really on the value side, I have more interest in Trent, especially with him entering the starting lineup. But yeah, I think for me, Quickley and Barrett are probably two of the guys I have a ton of interest in. Still at a great price point. Quickley still at 7K. His price hasn't moved. And Barrett, too, at just 6.6K. Just with everything that he's doing, the usage he's getting, until he gets priced up, I'm going to continue to play both of them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I feel like we're definitely taking shots on Barrett and Quickley. Thad played 28 minutes. I had interest in Porter, you know, and then he was in that starting lineup. And I mean, maybe like, does he come back if that game's closer? Does he play a few extra minutes? He's a guy that can add some blocks and steals to rebounds and some, you know, easy buckets. So I don't think Jonte Porter is the craziest idea. I don't want to play Thaddeus Young, 3,900 center only, but I mean, he's really cheap for a 5-game slate. He's 3,900, Gary Trent's 4,300, you know, even a guy like Schroeder, he played really solid minutes. And he's 57. So I think it's Quickley and Barrett on the top end for me, and then maybe taking some shots on like Porter, Trent, and Thad. I think people are going to chase the fantastic shooting night from Gary Trent Jr. He shot 8 for 9 from three, like just a phenomenal 3-point game from him. I don't think I want to chase it if he's going to be chalky in a 5-game slate though.
Yep. Nope. I agree with that. You're right. I mean, his shooting was very, very good tonight. And I think that will drive up his popularity for a value piece for sure. So yeah, like you said, probably more interested in Porter. They're at the same price point, and like you said, probably gets a shot at going in if the game's a little bit closer to coming back in.
And it was Derek in chat who said that. So shout out Derek for talking about Indy and the Siakam trade. Washington at New York. No total in this game. It'll be a back to back for the Knicks. Gafford to be out here for Washington. Let's start with that Washington team here first. What do we like here for Washington?
Yeah. So for Washington, you know, Kuzma, I mean, he sees the biggest usage in that offense. He's at 31.3% usage. He's expensive, but he gets the job done on the Washington side. So interest in him. And then you've got a few guys that are priced pretty similarly. We've seen Denny Avia have some really good ceiling games here. He's at 6.4K. Don't mind that. You've got Tyus Jones. He's not someone I'm really targeting. You know, Jones and Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole's a guy I don't play very often, but he's also priced down there. He's just at 6K. So don't mind it. Those are guys that I'm looking at, not necessarily targeting, but if they kind of fall into my lineups, I'll kind of look at them. I definitely have more interest on the other side. We love targeting against Washington. But yeah, for me, maybe some Kuzma, Denny Avia, and Poole for value if needed.
Another name I'm going to throw out there is Bagley. He's 4K on DraftKings. With Gafford out, Bagley might start this game. So if Bagley plays 20 to 25 minutes, we're not going to know his role. It's going to be his first game with this team. He's been practicing with them for, I think, 2-3 days. So, I mean, maybe he starts this game. So I think I'd only take shots on Bagley if he is starting. But if he's starting this game at 4K, I mean, I could easily see him, you know, playing that 20 to 25 minute role. Gafford got hurt the other night late in the third quarter. So he did start like the first and third quarter. So it's really tough. But like Denny's already starting, Jordan Poole, Kuzma, Jones. I mean, if it's not Bagley, it's tough to say who will end up starting this game. So if Bagley starts 20 to 25 minutes, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he played more than that. I just don't think like Anthony Gill is the answer. So I think they're going to play Bagley in this game, kind of a sneaky trade, like very under the radar, and he's really cheap here. So on the Knicks, on the Knicks side, you know, obviously Washington's a team that we'd love to target. They're one of the top teams when it comes to DFS. They allow a ton of points. They allow a ton of rebounds. They don't play any defense, and they play extremely fast. So back-to-back for the Knicks, they did have some question marks going into Wednesday slate, sorry. Like Brunson ended up playing, and everyone ended up playing, but I wouldn't be shocked if we get some news that, like, one or two of these guys that have been banged up a little bit sit in an easy matchup here against Washington. Tough to talk about the night before, but what do you like here on the Knicks side?
Yeah. If everyone plays, I definitely have interest in Brunson. He's under 9K. He's someone I always have interest in, but especially against Washington, like you said, they're the fastest in pace. Just a great matchup. And we've been targeting against Washington all year. So I definitely love Brunson. Hartenstein is also a player that has been playing well too. He has gotten up there in price, but he was actually above 7,000 here recently. He's back below, he's at 6.7K. I certainly have interest in him. Julius Randle, I mean, both Randle and Brunson are just kind of splitting the usage in that offense at 29%. So I like both of those guys. McBride has really benefited from some of the departures that they've had, but he's priced up. He's no longer a great value for us. Josh Hart, I think you could use him for a value. He had a pretty good game tonight off the bench. So certainly someone that you could look at. But the guys I probably have the most interest in are Brunson, Randle, and maybe some Hartenstein as well.
Yeah, I mean, so OG has just come over to this team and has been playing a gazillion minutes. He played 44 minutes against my Magic the other night. He played 43 minutes against Houston on Wednesday night. Minutes-wise, the guy's ceiling is massive. And the good thing about, like, OG is, like, he doesn't just get rebounds, assists, and points. He'll get steals. He can get blocks. So he can fill up the stat sheet at 6K. Fast pace, high turnover offense. I mean, this might be a spot that OG gets 2-3 blocks, steals type of thing, and he has some upside. Love Julius Randle. I think Brunson and Randle are the top two options here for sure. Love that they're just like, Hartenstein, go out and play as many minutes as you possibly can right now, because that's, you know, exactly what we want. My only problem with Hartenstein here is, like, does this game potentially go small? Like, with Gafford out, like, does Bagley, like, does this game just go small overall and we don't see Hartenstein play as much? Back, like, second end of a back-to-back, too, ended up playing 41 minutes on Wednesday night. So, like, that's my only concern about, I mean, both centers really in this game, is the game just generally going small where we see, like, Kuzma and Randle playing the five against each other. And I think that would benefit Josh Hart, because I think Hart would benefit from that type of role. DiVincenzo might benefit from that type of role. So lots to like here. Love, I mean, anytime we're going to get a matchup with Washington on a slow-paced team like the Knicks, you're going to have interest in the team facing Washington.
Exactly.
All right, Thunder at Utah. 246.5 total here. OKC 3.5 point favorite. Nobody on the injury report for either team here. Let's go Thunder first. What do you like here for the Thunder?
Yeah, so for the Thunder, you know, if you're looking to spend up, SGA, always a great target, and someone that I have interest in. But a guy I've been playing a lot in that OKC offense, Jalen Williams. He's just been playing very, very well. He's had some nice games here recently where he's gone, you know, 38 fantasy points, 44 fantasy points the last couple of games. Minutes have been strong. He's been getting between 33 and 35 minutes. His price has stayed relatively the same. So I don't mind getting some exposure to him as well. Other than that, I mean, Giddy is down there in price, 6,200. It's just the minutes aren't great for him. So he's not someone that I'm actively targeting. Holmgren, I think, is an okay play too. But for me, probably Jalen Williams is probably my favorite play for OKC.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I mean, SGA is always a top-end type of play, you know, especially in a matchup with Utah. Jalen Williams is someone that I love getting exposure to. Joe had a good game against Clippers. I was watching a lot of that game. He was hitting some big shots in that one. I don't know how much I necessarily want to trust him, but I think that Jalen Williams and SGA, fantastic spots for these guys to have big games. And if you're playing a bunch of teams, I don't hate getting exposure to Giddy. His minutes are all over the place, but when he's playing well, they seem to give him more run. Utah side, they're fresh. It was supposed to be a back-to-back. They postponed the game on Wednesday. Golden State had an assistant coach, I think, that was that died. So, you know, thoughts and prayers to the family of that coach. I do not have it up in front of me. I am sorry. I think it was Mijailovic. Thought out to his I cannot speak right now. Prayers and thoughts out to his family. Nothing you ever want to see. Go to the Utah side. I mean, Markkanen, always one of my favorite plays on any slate. I think that this is a fantastic spot for him. Talk about it all the time. I love the new role for Sexton coming off the bench. Don't necessarily hate him here. Clarkson, and then I don't mind Sexton, but I mean, the targets for me, Markkanen, Sexton for sure.
Yeah, you read my mind. Markkanen, I absolutely love. He's one of my favorite plays too. And I mean, his price is so good too. I mean, we've seen just insane upside. He's actually had over 50 DK points in 3 out of the last 6 games. And just getting strong minutes, strong upside. So one of my favorite plays for sure. Like you mentioned, yeah, Sexton, just a great role off the bench. You know, he's just really kind of embracing the role. He's had 24 minutes, 28 minutes in his last outings, but he's also put up 42 points and 39 points. So really just seeing some strong upside from him. Clarkson, I think, is a fine play too. You know, I guess if he needed some value, you know, certainly don't maybe mind Keontae George. John Collins, pretty hard to predict, but he's also fairly cheap too. But yeah, for me, Markkanen is probably my favorite play.
Yeah, Markkanen is just a high ceiling guy, I feel like, in any matchup. Just a phenomenal play. He is so consistently good. So it's hard not to like him in a matchup. And like, don't get me wrong, the Thunder, tough defensive matchup, but I think this game is just going to be a really close competitive game. It has the highest total on the slate. I know this next game is going to be a game that we're going to talk about a lot, but it's just hard not to love this spot. But we go to this next game. You know, we got the Pacers and the Kings, 245.5 total here. Kings, 8-point favorite. Some question marks here for the Pacers. Halliburton's questionable. Mathurin's questionable. Neesmith is questionable. And Toppin is questionable. So, again, I don't think that Siakam will be ready to play in this one. So we're going to see not necessarily a shorthanded, but like Bruce Brown and Jordan Nwora were traded. Bruce Brown is someone that, you know, consistently plays minutes. Great matchup against Sacramento. What are we looking at here for the Pacers?
Yeah, it is tricky because you do have some questionable tags in this lineup. So, I think on the Pacers side, Miles Turner, he's someone that I'm going to have interest in. His minutes are very unpredictable, but, you know, you also get the upside with blocks and such, and he can still put up some big numbers. And he's at a pretty good price point at just 6.9K. So certainly have some interest in him. I think you can look at Nembhard. I think you can look at, Buddy Hyde too, or, just some guys kind of in that mid tier. You've got a lot of guys in that Pacers offense that are really priced pretty similarly. So a lot of it, we'll have to see where the questionable tags shake out. But yeah, those are a couple of guys, I guess, I'm looking at on the Pacers side.
And does Buddy Hield play like 35 minutes? Because if Buddy Hield were to play like 35 minutes, Sacramento is a team that is really bad at defending the three-point line. Could Buddy Hield finally have that night?
Exactly. I know. Give him the minutes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, like, he's someone that I'm definitely going to get some exposure to in tournaments in this game. I think that he could benefit the most, from Bruce Brown.
Yep.
But, I mean, you never really know. We saw Walker play 26 minutes against Utah the other night out of nowhere. But, like, I mean, we have to see if, like, Toppin and these guys are in or out. Because, like, if a bunch of people end up sitting here, it's going to be a spot that we're definitely going to attack. We can't talk about it here night before. But if everybody plays, Halliburton and Hield would be the guys I'd be targeting in this spot. And then on the Sacramento side, I think that, like, Sabonis is, a top spend up on this slate. It's a 5-game slate. Markkanen and Sabonis are in fantastic spots. And, I mean, we talked about SGA as well. What are your thoughts here on the Kings?
Yeah, Sabonis has just been phenomenal. I think he's definitely one of the top spends and someone that I'm going to definitely have exposure to. I do like Fox too. I think he's a good play. I mean, his price has kind of stayed right around that 9K range here for a while, but we just saw him put up 51 points here in his last outing against Philadelphia. So I have interest in both Fox and Sabonis. Malik Monk has been fine too. We've seen some ceiling games from him as well. And then, for tournaments, I don't mind even throwing Keegan Murray in there too. He can be a little bit hit or miss, but he's also had 35 minutes in the last two out of three outings. And he can put up threes in a hurry, and certainly don't mind him as a tournament play as well.
Yeah. Wing type players have done really well against the Pacers this season. So I love the Keegan Murray call. This is a spot you definitely want to get some exposure to him. And then, as much as I hate to say it, I think this is a spot you want to get some exposure to Kevin Huerter. I know, like, we're really relying on him on points, but this could be a really good, like, point spot for him. So Sabonis, Fox, always top end options for Sacramento, but I think Murray and Huerter in good spots as well here. Don't sleep on them. All right, we finish it out with Memphis at Minnesota, 216.5 total, smallest total on the slate. Minnesota is on a back-to-back, but they are still a 12.5-point favorite. Here's the laundry list. Adams, Bane, Clark, Morant, Rose, Smart, all out for Memphis. Let's start with this Memphis team. missing a lot of pieces here. What do we like here for Memphis?
Yeah, this Memphis team looks very, very different. You know, for the Memphis side, and obviously you're going up against Minnesota, one of the best the best defensive team. You know, Jaren Jackson, his minutes have been great. He's really had to play. So I like his price. So he's someone that I have interest in. And then you look at some of these guys too, like Vince Williams. He was a value play here just a couple weeks ago, and he's priced up now to 6,100, but he's also had back-to-back 40-point games. So I think he's someone that you can go to as well. Also think you can throw Tillman in there. Both Tillman and Luke Kennard, they're, you know, you can still consider them kind of value plays too in that 5K range. So those are a couple guys that'll throw in there too. Gilliard for value. But I do like Jackson's price point at 7.6K.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you're getting point Luke Kennard playing point guard out there doing his thing. So, I mean, he has the ball in his hands a lot right now. You know, this is a spot where he's facilitating for Jackson and Williams, you know, and, you know, so I think as much as I hate to say it, I think Luke Kennard is okay. I think his ceiling is still kind of capped. I think, like, if you're going to attack ceiling, I think Gilliard's your ceiling type of play here. So, like Jackson, I like Williams. Yeah, I mean, I think that the matchup is tough. The pace of this game is slow. So I'm not going overboard here in Memphis, but I mean, they're missing half the team. So, yeah. You know, there's plenty of minutes to go around here. And then on the Minnesota side, I know Edwards has kind of been playing through this knee injury overall. Good defensive spot. I mean, we saw them beat Detroit again, you know, and I think McDaniels is someone that, like, depending on how the slate kind of shapes up for value, he's playing 30 minutes every night and he's just going overlooked, and he has some upside in this Memphis matchup. So I think on, like, the low end, he's in play. And then on the top end, you know, Edwards and Kat are very much in play. It'd be interesting to see if Mike Conley ends up sitting here on the back-to-back. I know they've been very careful with him. I know he's played a couple back-to-backs this season, but last year they were very careful with Mike Conley's back-to-backs. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Minnesota?
Yeah, I always have interest in Anthony Edwards. I mean, I think he's always just a great tournament play. He tends to go, you know, a little bit under-owned just because, you know, you have a lot of guys in the same price point that carry a little bit more ownership. But yes, I like him. I like Kat. I'd also throw Rudy Gobert in there too. I mean, he's had three really strong games here. This last stretch minutes are pretty good for him too. And I don't mind his price point. So I'd throw Rudy Gobert in there too. And I do like your Jaden McDaniels call too, because he has been getting the minutes, and I think he's a decent value for us as well.
Like the Gobert call there as well. All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we will get out of here. We will be doing football podcasts for the divisional round after this, around 11:15. If you're hanging out with us live, feel free to come hang out and talk some football with Keith and I after this. So, favorite play, under 5K to go 7X. Who do you got?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, we kind of talked about this guy a little bit earlier. He did have a really good scoring night tonight, but I'm going to go with Gary Trent in the Raptors offense tomorrow.
I'm going to stay in that Raptors team. Jonte Porter, I think that he draws another start. Does he play a little bit more in a closer game, second end of a back-to-back? Love to see him get some extra run here, play 25 minutes. Not necessarily think it's going to happen, but I think that he's worth taking some shots on in tournaments. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Over 8K, I am going to say my bust for today, I'm actually going to go Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I don't mind Kuzma. Tough spot against New York. I don't hate that one. I go back and forth with this one. I am going to go De'Aaron Fox, and I don't feel great about it, but I like Sabonis more than Fox, and I like SGA more than Fox, and I like Randall more than Fox. So, like, in this price range, it's just process of elimination, and De'Aaron Fox was the answer. So that's how I ended up there. Favorite 6X play, who do you got?
Favorite 6X play, I am going to go with I'm going to go with the guy that we talked about. I'm actually going to go with Keegan Murray.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Three-point matchup is really good for him. Yeah. I like that call. I'm going to go with my boy, Lauri Markkanen, 8,300. I feel like this guy should be 9K at minimum. He's just an absolute producer. Over 50 fantasy points now in three of his last five games, four of his last six games, just like what Lauri Markkanen's doing. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got for us today?
Get weird GPP play. I am going to go with a guy we talked about a little bit earlier, too. You talked about him quite a bit, but I like it. I like your Bagley call for Washington. I think he might get a little bit forgotten, like you mentioned, on his new team. So let's go Bagley.
I like it. I'm going to go Buddy Hield. The acid reflex is coming up already. Listen, I know it's been a rough year for Buddy Hield. When he gets hot, he's someone that can go for 40-plus fantasy points. We've seen him go for 50-plus fantasy points this season. I think with Bruce Brown gone, Buddy Hield plays 30 minutes. I could be daydreaming, but if he does get 30-plus minutes, it's a fantastic three-point matchup going up against Sacramento. So give me Buddy Hield. Going to the betting portion of the show, there's not a ton of props up right now. I was just looking through everything. I only found one that I liked. So is there anything jumping off the page to you here on the prop side?
Yeah, I haven't had too much of a chance to dive into it yet. I know we were talking a little bit pre-show. So no, I don't have anything as of yet.
There's not a lot. I'll just be honest. There's not a lot up here right now. A lot of back-to-backs. So we're going to have to wait for a lot of props, but I do like Sabonis over 43.5 point assists and rebounds. This is a guy that has a triple double in three of his last five games. He's just been absolutely phenomenal. This is a matchup he should excel in. He plays a ton of minutes in close games. This game should be really fast paced. So I like Sabonis to get more over 43.5 points, assists, and rebounds here. So I already jumped on this one. That was the only thing that jumped off the page to me. There's not a lot of lines out or anything like that. So I think that's where we're going to call it here on the betting portion. Christy, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, it's a great slate, honestly. Great five-game slate. Good to do a show with you, Stevie. I hope everyone does well tomorrow and see a lot of those RG logos at the top of the leaderboard tomorrow.
Those are the fun nights. Get to see everybody up there. Yeah. So hope everyone has a fantastic Thursday. We're back Friday talking basketball, back here in about 40 minutes talking some football. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you again tomorrow.